Dr. Amanda McAdams from Lincoln County School District Number 2 joining me live in studio. Dr. McAdams, good morning. How are you today?
I am fantastic. Thank you.
I appreciate you bearing the cold weather and coming over to the studio today. Thank you very much.
It's not so much the cold weather, but the scary roads out there.
Yes. Well, yeah, absolutely. Hey, a big event coming up at the school district in the next couple of days that's kind of turned into a really cool annual tradition, and that's Bring Your Legislator to School Day. Tell us about this.
Yes, I am super excited about it. This will be our third time doing it. We missed last year, but we started 4 years ago, bringing all of our senators and representatives into our schools. I think it's an absolute necessity and a great opportunity.
Now, 3 years ago, you said, 4 years ago, I guess, when this first started, what was the idea behind it? Why was this made a thing?
Well, I have experienced this in other states, and it's something I think Wyoming needed. We've been treated so well for so long in our school districts that there hasn't been a necessity for political activity. But that year, where they were having big budget cuts, and even though we're a small community and our legislators really do know our people, to get them in the classroom to see daily what our teachers do is so important. And I think to put a face and a name when you're making a decision on the floor helps keep things in perspective.
And it's kind of cool for the students too, right? To be able to see the big dogs around the state and their local reps.
Oh yes, they loved it. They get so excited. The kids get to lead them on tours and get to show off the things they do, and the kids really enjoy it.
Dr. Amanda McAdams from Lincoln County School District Number 2 is in studio with us this morning. So this is happening December 5th, correct?
Yes, all day long.
All day long. And so what will the local legislators be doing while they're in school that day?
Representative Roscoe, Representative Simpson, and Senator Dockstetter will each have three schools, so they'll visit all nine of our schools. And in each of the three schools, our amazing teachers have scheduled activities for them. Some have opportunities to teach, some have opportunities to do a question and answer, some are observing, a combination of all of the above. And then they'll come back to the district office at 3, and then they'll have an opportunity to meet with administrators. So during the day, it's about teachers and students, and then the administrators get an hour with them at the end of the day.
To really do the Q&As, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, this really is a cool thing. And so as you've done this for a couple of years now, what have been some of the biggest takeaways from the district as a whole?
Well, big takeaway from Senator Dockstetter, you know, even though he does know our people, he knows our schools, he knows the great things we do, he still walked away learning some key things. I remember once he got to observe a professional learning community and was really impressed with how well our teachers knew each and every child in that grade level and talked about how they can support, how they can intervene, how they can challenge our kids. He walked away with a greater appreciation for how well our teachers care about our kids.
Absolutely. So if a parent has someone in the schools, is there some way that maybe they could prepare them for that day, maybe give them some questions, suggestions, and that kind of thing?
Sure. They could talk to their students about it and then tell them, you know, ask your teacher, is your classroom one where a legislator will be visiting? Do you know what's happening? We do have an agenda for each legislator so they know exactly what they'll do in every building at each time, how many teachers, how many students. And so, but it really is up to the teachers to plan the day. So some students will be involved, not all students, but some will.
Excellent. Anything else about this upcoming day you wanted to mention?
It gives our legislators an opportunity to talk about themselves as well. I know that Senator Dockstetter will be asked to talk a little bit about some ethical, and actually I'll have to look, Mrs. Stauffer at the high school. Ms. Stauffer wants him to talk a little bit about his career and about some of his ideals. Mm-hmm. And that's in her advanced history class, to give students a chance to know about our legislators too, not just for them to see the school, but for the kids to understand what a huge responsibility they have for our state and representing our community.
Dr. Amanda McAdams with us this morning from Lincoln County School District Number 2. And of course, the state as a whole is uneasy times and has been for a while. And education funding is always right there at the very top of that conversation. And so it's obviously a big part of this as well, correct?
Yes, the phrase that we've heard for about 3 years now is, do our legislators get their bang for their buck? And in our school districts, they absolutely do. But this is an opportunity for our legislators to see how and why, so they can defend that to others who may be attacking other schools in our state.
Amanda, thank you so much for your time. Anything we missed about Legislator Day you wanted to mention this morning?
I just want to reiterate how phenomenal our teachers are, and our families, and our students, and then our legislators get to see that, and then they get to see our fantastic legislators as well. What a great place to live.
Dr. Amanda McAdams from Lincoln County School District Number 2, thank you so much.